Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The climate events of the last few years, including Hurricane Sandy here in New York, shows that climate change is not a far-off problem. And the People's Climate March, with over 300,000 in attendance, proves that climate change is a very real concern for New Yorkers, which includes children who worry for their future and their future children. The Secretary General of the United Nations today said he was overwhelmed by people at the march. At the UN Climate Summit, he said people demand that leaders lead. Bond said with Hurricane Sandy, the UN was flooded for the first time in 70 years, and that's an example of what climate change is doing right now. He said we cannot negotiate with Mother Nature.
There can be no plan B because we don't have a planet B.
Bond said the way we consume seems to assume we have another planet Earth.
Leaders must set the world on a trajectory to limit global warming below 2 degrees centigrade. There is no more time for business as usual. The more we delay, the more we will have to pay.
The UN Secretary General said we need to cut emissions and work towards carbon neutrality. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, compiled a report by hundreds of scientists. The chair of the IPCC is Dr. Rajendra Pashur. He said three clear messages have emerged from the report: that human influence on the climate system is clear and clearly growing. We must act quickly and decisively if we want to avoid increasingly destructive outcomes. And third, the scientists found that we have the means to limit climate change and build a better future. But Dr. Pashur says the time for taking action is running out.
If we want a chance to limit the global rise in temperature to 2 degrees Celsius, our emissions should peak by 2020. If we carry on business as usual, our opportunity to remain below the 2-degree limit will slip away well before the middle of the century. Moreover, the longer we wait, the higher the risk of severe, widespread, and irreversible impacts. Food and water shortages, increased poverty, forced migrations that could increase the risk of violent conflict, extreme droughts and floods, the collapse of ice sheets that flood our coastal cities, and a steady rise in our death toll, especially among the world's poorest.
The head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change asked how in the world we can leave our children with a world like this.
I'm not sure if I could stand before you if the threats of climate change had no solutions, but they do. We already have the means to build a better, more sustainable world. The solutions are many and allow for continued economic development. While some technologies need additional development, many are already available. Renewable energy is a real option. Half of the world's new electric generating capacity in 2012 came from renewables. We also have tremendous opportunities to improve energy efficiency, and we can reduce emissions further by stopping deforestation. We're told that limiting climate change will be too expensive. It will not. But wait until you get the bill for inaction. There are costs of taking action, but they are nothing compared to the cost of inaction.
The head of the UN Scientific Organization says it comes down to a matter of choice. We can continue down the existing path and face dire consequences, or listen to the voice of science and act before it's too late.
It's an honor for New York to host this momentous gathering.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio took the podium at the UN Climate Summit. De Blasio mentioned deaths in the city from Hurricane Sandy and said storms to come will be far more lethal. The focus of his speech to world leaders was what New York City is doing and plans to do to lower greenhouse emissions and the city's carbon footprint.
New York City has already begun. Greenhouse gas emissions are down 19% from 2005 because of a plan instituted by my predecessor, Michael Bloomberg, now the UN's Special Envoy for Cities and Climate Change. This was vitally necessary, but now we must go even further. On Sunday, I announced that New York City is firmly committed to an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. We are now the largest city in the world to commit to such a bold plan. We will make energy efficiency upgrades to every city-owned building by 2025. And for private buildings, we'll set ambitious targets for voluntary reductions. But if steady progress is not made, we will issue clear mandates.
The mayor said the city is charting a course to a full transition from fossil fuels and to help an international movement starting with the C40 group. That's a network of the world's megacities committed to addressing climate change. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.